time to talk with folks about National Wildlife Week. And it's coming up April 3rd through the 9th. We have with us David Mizajewski, a naturalist in Wildlife National Wildlife Federation, and also Peter Gross. We spoke with him in a previous interview about the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. He's host on that, also a wildlife expert, so they join us this morning to talk and get wild. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to chat with you again.
All right. Let's go start with David a little bit about National Wildlife Week. What exactly is it? What should we do to kind of embrace this?
National Wildlife Week is 1 week out of the year that the National Wildlife Federation sets aside to celebrate wildlife and really to inspire people to get involved in wildlife conservation. We've been doing this since 1938, and as you said, this year it's April 3rd through the 9th, and our theme is exploring nature's playground. And what we're trying to do is get people to get outside and look at the wonderful nature that's all around us and get connected to it and look for wildlife and get inspired to get involved and help out with the conservation efforts that the National Wildlife Federation is doing. And there's a great list of ways that people can do that right on our website. It's nationalwildlifeweek.nwf.org.
Sounds great. I've been looking at some of the things on the site. You have this whole thing about playing wild, and you kind of go through the parts of the country and sort of spotlight different animals. Talk a little bit about that, Peter, and so how we can see them in their habitat having fun.
Well, that's what we hope people will do, is get out and play also in nature and enjoy the natural world. It's just such a natural for Mutual of Omaha to be partnering with the National Wildlife Federation. They have been educating people since the early 60s with their wildlife show and are continuing to do so now with their new series called Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom Protecting the Wild, which you can see on wildkingdom.com. But we are, David and I are in agreement with the National Wildlife Federation and other conservation organizations that it's time we encourage this next generation to spend time in nature, get connected, and find out what they can do locally to help preserve our threatened North American species.
Talk a little bit, David. What are the things that are impacting the animals in the wild?
Well, you know, a lot of the news is not good for wildlife around the planet, but even for our wildlife right here in North America. And, you know, everything from habitat destruction to pollution to climate change to fragmentation. We've been seeing, you know, terrible fires and other weather conditions that are really starting to impact wildlife, too. So, you know, as a result, a lot of species are declining. One third of our species right here in North America are at increased risk of extinction in the coming decades. Mm. And so we don't want to leave people with just a sense of gloom and doom. The message of both National Wildlife Federation's National Wildlife Week and Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom is a message of hope. We want folks to get outside and again, experience nature, look for wildlife, play in nature yourself, and use that joy that you're going to experience in nature and channel that into action. And again, on the National Wildlife Week website, we have a whole list of different ways that people can do that, including taking our pledge. We've got a pledge that folks can take that says, I'm going to get involved in wildlife conservation. We'll start sending you some ways that you can do that. And every time you share that pledge on social media and you use the hashtag #PlayItForward, you're going to get entered to win some cool prizes from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Oh, that is really great. It gets a little inspiration on that. I'm old enough to know when the bald eagle was kind of an animal that they were wondering whether they could save that. And now we have cameras on their eggs, as we are in Northern Ohio, watching them hatch. So we do see that there's hope and there is a turnaround that is possible.
It's true. And that's a wonderful observation that you made, is that the bald eagle in our lifetime growing up was almost became extinct. The peregrine falcon, so many of our birds of prey, they used to be shot. We used DDT at the time. In our new shows, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom Protecting the Wild, we're highlighting five so far of animals that are doing so much better. There are many species that are doing better and better as organizations work together to help save them. Public awareness is so important, as each person has to realize it's not something that needs to happen at the corporate level. Certainly, it's something that Mutual of Omaha has done for years. They're in the business of, they protect people, they protect wildlife. Now we want people at the local level to get out and make their pledge, as David said, to see what they can do to help preserve wildlife where they live.
What are some of the things, David, they could do locally, I guess? There's ways that you can do, we talk about maybe on the political end that has to do with sort of a larger scale, but what can they do in their own backyard or in their neighborhood?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, one of the things that I personally am most passionate about is the idea of gardening for wildlife. And again, this is another whole program that the National Wildlife Federation does, where we inspire people to plant gardens that are going to support butterflies and songbirds and our native bees that are pollinating all the plants out in nature. It's super easy to do. Springtime's a great way to do it. And, it's a great way to beautify your own space and do something that's actually going to, kind of benefit the local ecosystem. And what better way to experience nature than by planting one of these gardens and being able to get the joy of observing nature right outside your door. So that's one easy way. And you can find a whole list of things like that on the National Wildlife Week website.
That is, sounds great. I know bird feeders in Northern Ohio, we are always fascinating with all that. I have a couple mallard couples that have come and found my water in my pool cover. I'm being kind of gentle with them. I'm not sure if I want to have them inside my yard laying the eggs and that, but I know that they are, I got to sort of share that space with them, right? That's one of the things, and the rabbits that are out there as well.
That's right, coexistence, right?
That's great.
Yes.
And, of course, anything that you can plant that attracts pollinators, I don't think most people are aware that 85% of the plants and trees are dependent on pollinators.
And it's one of the things we need to do and make sure that we, garden responsibly as well and, as you say, sort of share the space. But, again, people can go to National Wildlife Week. .nf.org, and they can find out more about making the pledge, also seeing some of the different animals and getting up close with them to sort of see what they are and how fun they have and learn a little bit about them as well. Gentlemen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting us kicked off on a good set for celebrating National Wildlife Week. Appreciate your time.
You as well. Good
You're
luck
welcome.
To those mallards.
Thank you very much. David Mizajewski joining us this morning, the naturalist for the National Wildlife Federation, also Peter Gross, wildlife expert and host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.